It's already against the law not to wear a seatbelt in Utah, but currently it's a secondary offense, meaning officers can only issue a ticket if another violation is committed. But Democratic Senator Luz Robles wants to change that, which is why she's running SB 114 to make it a primary offense not to wear a seatbelt on highways where the speed limit is 55 miles per hour or higher.
So this will not have any change in what you do in the cities and municipalities, like the regular roads by your house. I mean, we will not be enforcing primary seatbelt law in there. It's just those high-speed roads.
Robles says the bill is more about education than revenue. Under the proposed legislation, violators would only receive a warning on their first offense. Robles says the bill will end up saving the state time and money because of the lives it will save.
The University of Utah did a great study on the medical cost, just healthcare costs, that is shared amongst everybody else as taxpayers of someone getting injured because not wearing a seatbelt or a fatality, which, by the way, not only costs a human life, but it's costing the Highway Patrol about 80 hours to 100 hours of one of our troopers just investigating a fatality.
But Republican Senator Daniel Thatcher voted against the bill in committee, saying wearing a seatbelt comes down to personal choice.
You're saying that lives are more important than choice, which sometimes is true. But if that's the case, how many people would be saved if we were to ban smoking? We could save 50,000 lives a year if we just banned smoking, so why don't we do that?
SB 114 passed out of committee with a vote of 3-2 and will now be heard on the Senate floor. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.